Connor Murphy from the left point closes in, fires, he scores! Connor Murphy with a blazing wrist shot from near the top of the left circle.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
If we had only heard one more of these last night. If I had only danced one more time, Dave.
That's all it would have taken.
You're a dancer when the music goes on?
Sure.
You sway the hips?
You've never seen him?
Sure.
With his own version of the terrible towel?
Well, when I did the Soul Train dance line for all those years, right. I like to bring a little bit of that to the house.
Yeah.
Connor Murphy joins us. We also have a listener question in the MB Financial Bank, Breakfast of the Blackhawk. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And welcome back. I thought you looked great last night. You're skating around. You're having fun. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's nice to compete. It's hard sitting out so long watching the guys and just practicing, so it's finally nice to get out there.
What did you have, 4 shots last night?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, shots or those stats are kind of, I don't know. I don't really think that they tell a tale of how someone plays, but it's obviously nice to have chances.
Well, that's my point, is getting 4 shots means you're in the middle of the action, and that's a good thing because we need more of that, not less. 1 for 8 in a power play. How frustrating was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the guys actually had some good chances. Steve's had a lot of one tees up at the point of the power play, and Kaner was feeling it. He had a couple of nice goals and was controlling a lot of the play there. So it was definitely frustrating having a lot of them that we couldn't cash in on, especially in the third when we could have taken the lead. It was definitely a weird third period where we took a couple, had a really good 5-on-3 kill, and then having that power play chances, and then unfortunately giving one up late. But if we could get a couple more in, it would have been nice.
Connor, Steve mentioned your shots, and you kind of downplayed it, but I think you had a couple of the first shots the Blackhawks had last night. And after waiting so long to get back out there, were you a little extra amped up tonight for your first game of the season or last night?
Oh yeah, for sure. You. I mean, sitting out for 30 games, you definitely get the adrenaline built up and the excitement to get out for a first. The whole day you're kind of thinking about how those first couple shifts are going to go and wondering if you're going to be rusty or not. But I just had a lot of energy, and I was jumping up trying to make a couple plays. So it was nice to kind of get some cobwebs out and get a couple shots early to get a feel for the game.
Getting in the middle of it, Mary Sandberg.
When you were watching these games and couldn't play, and they're on this little bit of a slide, are you thinking to yourself, like, oh, if I was on the ice right now, I could have stopped that, or I would have been helpful there?
You kind of just think about, you're just frustrated because you want to help in any sort of way. You don't even, it doesn't really go through your mind thinking you're going to, like, all of a sudden make the team win. It's more about just wanting to go through all these situations with the team. And I think everything's a learning experience. And you kind of approach that that way. You can't get too down off losses. You kind of got to come in the next day and think about how you can learn and get better off of each mistake and loss. So when you're not a part of that on the ice or on the bench with the guys, you kind of feel like you can't go through those ups and downs experiences that the season kind of gives you. So that's hard, and now it's just nice to be there firsthand with the guys going through everything now. And help in any way you can, but definitely learn with the guys too.
Hey, Connor, when you're off the ice for as long as you were with a back injury, when you get back on the ice, explain the process. Are you still feeling the effects of that injury, and now it's just trying to work through it and get yourself back in playing shape? Or are you 100% back to the way you were and you never had the injury to begin with?
Yeah, every injury is a little different. It depends kind of whether it's, I think it depends whether it's surgeries or ligaments, muscles, bones. Mine was a little more bone, so once it healed, it felt good. Like it's more about just taking the right steps. We have unbelievable trainers and doctors and specialists that you deal with, and I can just show up and work hard every day and just ask them, when can I do this, if I can do this, and they just give you the green light on each step. And it's more just, for me, it was more just about getting back in shape. But yeah, I don't feel any pain at all, luckily, and And it's more, it was just about, but just about getting stronger.
We've been in that sweet practice facility, Dave, and as you know, the minute you walk in, you're immediately thrown to the ground and given a comforting massage.
Yes, that's how good that place is. It is really good. And you get to stop off at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly.
Too, right there.
Our trainers get mad at me every day because I'm there like probably 4 or 5 hours, and a lot of guys are there 2 or 3. when you got a hot tub and sauna, and
like, yeah, why go home?
How do you? Yeah, it's better than home. So right. I don't know why.
Well, we found out about the injury the first day of training camp. Was it something that? I mean, that's going to be frustrating. You're working all off season to get yourself into top shape for the start of camp, and then you can't go. Was that the timing of it, or was it something you had been dealing with for a while?
No, yeah, it was definitely. It wasn't like one instant that I got hurt on. It was more a build up. It was kind of two or three weeks in a row. At the end of the summer, I was feeling kind of soreness that turned into some pain that I realized wasn't good pain. So we just thought we'd be safe, and I thought I could kind of push through it, but saw once we got tests done that it wasn't good enough to play on. So it was really frustrating, and I don't know, it's more frustrating knowing that that's something that you got to control and prevent yourself. When you're in the off season, you got to take care of your body and not overtrain, or make sure you're doing the smart workouts and exercises. And I don't have an answer for how I got hurt, but like what exactly it was. It just happened, and definitely got to be smarter and make sure you're kind of taking care of your body and not letting yourself get injured.
You know, I was there last night, and as these guys will tell you, nobody's a bigger fan. And I'm hooting and hollering and living it up. And the second and third periods are really strong. And if not for the middle of this 3:15 and 3 stretch, you would just go, well, some nights you can't beat a guy like Carey Price last night. But it stands out, doesn't it? Because it's been such a miserable month.
Yeah, it's tough. You can tell the morale definitely hits you a little harder when you haven't had wins in a while. And I agree with you. It's a good point that it's not like we got really heavily outplayed or anything last night. We felt like we could have won that game, and it's definitely heightened when you have the pressure of needing to feeling so desperate to get a win and to have a bounce go our way, especially having so many in a row go the other way. So it's emotionally it's hard. I think when you're in it day in, day out, dealing with some losses, it gets some guys a bit mentally. But I think this year the team's actually been really strong, showing up the next day and having a positive spin on it, and being ready to compete the next day, because every game, every team's really good right now, and we go to Winnipeg here today and play there tomorrow, so you can't really feel sorry for yourself. You got to be able to show up and ready to win the next game.
Yeah, but by the way, you know when you knew it wasn't the night, even though the second and third periods of Blackhawks owned it, Carey Price, in the middle of a snapshot and a collision, loses his stick, and a second later makes a great save on a slap shot. I'm going. He was just unbelievable last night. I just wanted to go down and choke him.
There's definitely a few saves. He's such a calm goalie too. It's crazy. He's always seems to be in position. And I mean, we're shooting a couple from the point where you could tell he couldn't see the pucks coming in, but they were just hitting him. And he definitely had a good night.
Yeah, and for young goalies listening, he controls rebounds as well as anybody. For a little guy, he's just all over it. So you're not getting a lot of second chances.
Yeah, he's patient, and when he's in the right position, it seems like pucks don't bounce off too hard. But goalie's a hard position. I feel for him.
So we can agree we respect Carey Price, but we hope he's really, really ill the next time the Blackhawks play him. Not some serious, just the flu.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, we can't say that. We're not allowed.
Right,
to.
Exactly. Jeanette LaRue from Tinley Park asks the MB Financial Bank Blackhawk question of the day, and she's going to get an autographed Blackhawks puck courtesy of MB Financial Bank. WGNRadio.com/contest, where you can submit your question. What holiday tradition means the most to you and has been passed down in your own family? It's a good off the ice question.
That's a good question. Probably a couple of the Christmas ones. My family, every Christmas Eve, we watch Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
And that's just, I don't know, it's just a thing. You watch the movie every year. And now, I mean, I'm 25 now. I watched it every year in my life leading up to Christmas, and you pretty much just recite the whole movie, every line as it's coming up. So it's that's a good one. And I don't know, we had a couple other ones. We have Christmas morning, we always for whatever reason, we always got these like mini little box cereals, and like it's not really anything special, but
no, but it's what you think of. It's cool.
We got older, and I don't we start to eat healthier. I don't really eat some of those cereals anymore, but we still did it. It's just something that we didn't even realize that it became like a ritual thing. But it's funny how you have those little things you do every year.
Well, Merry Christmas in advance.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back, man. This nightmare will end.
Thanks, yeah.
We don't know exactly when, but I'd like to say tomorrow night in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's still good.
All right, all the best. Thanks, dude.
Thanks, Connor.
Thanks, guys.
Connor Murphy.